Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Happy summer, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and we're just really appreciative of you joining us.
Hey, here's something I thought we should talk about. You know how we harp on doing that inner work, the meditation, the getting to know who you are, to watching your thoughts and your beliefs, all of those things. Well, so here's a little quiz for you now that we're in the summer. And maybe some of the days just leading up to it haven't met your expectation, and you've been a little depressed about the weather, and God knows what's going to happen with our weather this summer. If you're depressed about that, or if your mood swings with the weather, there's your clue. Too much emphasis on the external and judging what is as opposed to accepting it.
Absolutely. Accepting what is a huge issue right now, folks, that we're all going to be learning, because none of us have mastered this, but we are being asked to do more of that, to accept what is and be in alignment with those energies that are available to us, instead of thinking that we can control things or thinking we can have it our way, because that is all going to go away here in the future. We are in a huge transition, unlike anything that we've ever seen in our lifetime and probably for thousands of years. So this is a big one, folks, and you want to be in alignment with the whole, with the God of all of us. Everyone is included.
Okay, well, so that's the message for this week. But hey, here's something. Congratulations for all of you that gave money to Operation Teddy Bear Lift. You heard about that for the last couple of weeks. Well, we just saw that those 10,000 teddy bears have landed in Germany and are going to be distributed to the children of Ukraine.
Yes, yeah, so thank you so much for participating.
Well, so here's another deal for you. We want to remind you, Power PH is 20% off right now. If you go to powersofph.com and put summer in lowercase letters in the coupon code, you're going to get 20% off no matter how many you buy. That's powersofph.com. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so do ancient wisdom practices and beliefs hold up in our modern times? Well, we welcome Dr. Diane Dreer, author of The Tao of Inner Peace, who believes so, and she has lived her life following those principles. And we'll find out how the Tao can be an indispensable tool for facing the challenges of the new century. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Dr. Diane Dreer. She is a PhD, a best-selling author, a researcher, and positive psychology coach. Her books, The Tao of Inner Peace, The Tao of Personal Leadership, The Tao of Womanhood, Inner Gardening, and Your Personal Renaissance, have been translated into 10 languages, and her work has been featured in media outlets all over the country, including USA Today, Entrepreneur, Redbook, et cetera, et cetera. She knows of what she speaks when it comes to the Tao. We are talking about her book, which is now out in a new audio version called The Tao of Inner Peace. Diane, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, I am delighted to be here.
Well, this certainly is a timely with the audio version because there has been two prints of this book prior, but really timely, Diane, from our point of view. And I think we want to start with letting our listening audience know what is the meaning of Tao?
Well, the Tao literally means the way or the path of life. And the Tao Te Ching is a very old book, which has inspired me and a lot of other people. It was written 25 centuries ago by Lao Tzu in a time when everything he knew had known about was seemed to be falling apart. It was the Warring States period in ancient China. Mm. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it certainly does.
A time of chaos and change and challenge. And Lao Tzu found inspiration in nature, walking in the woods, looking at the lessons in a mountain stream or a grove of bamboo, the cycles of the seasons, the patterns of energy within and around us, the principles of nature that we can really still benefit from today to find greater peace in our lives and create greater peace in our world.
Mm. You know, everyone that writes books goes through very large internal changes themselves because they, it's either inspiration from events in their lives or it was just time for them to really, whether anybody else ever reads their books or not, it was time for them to, you know, take a look at something in their lives. So how did the Tao fall into your life?
I became interested in Eastern culture and Eastern philosophy. I've been interested in it since I was 10 years old. My father was in the Air Force, and we moved around a lot. And when I was 10, we moved to the Philippine Islands, which was a different world from anything I'd ever known in the continental United States. We had a house with windows made out of seashells. We had mango and papaya trees growing in our yard, and this was on Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. And my father would bring back paintings and other artwork from Hong Kong and Tokyo. He was a pilot, and he'd fly there on missions, and he'd bring back all of this beautiful Asian art that portrayed a world of serenity and balance. And I noticed that, you know, in America, we tend to fill up our pictures with all kinds of images. In Asian art, there's this white space, the Japanese call it yohaku, which is an integral part of the artwork. They don't fill up the whole canvas or the whole piece of paper. It's important for us to have empty space, contemplative space, yin. So I've been interested in the combination of East and West, yin and yang, throughout my life and began meditating and exploring Eastern philosophy more specifically when I was in college, going through a lot of changes, a lot of challenges, which drove me more deeply into the way.
Reading your book, we're obviously contemporaries because we also remember the 60s. Mm-hmm. I was also very involved at that time. In various changes to society. And, you mentioned how in your case, and I think it was in mine too, I mean, we did get burned out. We did, we were still looking, even though we were starting to be exposed to some of this different thought and certainly different ways of living. It didn't carry through with us because we were still looking to the outside. So you mentioned this really is a contemplative way, but it's a contemplative way with action.
Yes, it's a combination of yin, the contemplative, with yang, the active. And I don't know about you, but my friends and I marched around a lot and protested,
yeah.
And we were very, very mm-hmm. active. But we neglected our yin, you know, our inner space.
Mm-hmm.
So here we were very aggressively, in some cases, demanding peace. which seems like a real contradiction in terms.
Yeah, right. Well, that we were not peaceful about it. I'm there with you.
Which is a real example of what's happening today. Excuse me, today, with a lot of people that are wanting to be active and be resourceful that way, but it seems like we're pushing against, fighting against everything, and that we don't understand that we give that very energy, the energy to thrive when we're in that same state. Is that sort of what the Tao teaches as well?
The Tao teaches that what we create within us, we also create around us. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, our energies make a difference. And neuroscientists, psychologists, scientists have begun to really measure that we probably have felt when we walk into a room a sense of warm welcome or a sense of, I don't feel comfortable in this space. Yeah. And before a word is even spoken, we pick up on the energies around us. Mm-hmm. So we project our energies. And if I say, we need peace, and I'm demanding it, and I'm angry when I'm demanding it, it doesn't come across very well, and it doesn't reach people's hearts. It makes people even more defensive and polarized.
Right. It actually contributes to the very energy they're holding as well. It's so interesting, the juxtaposition of what we say we really, truly want, but what we're actually living on the inside. And that's why I love this book so much. There was so much great wisdom in this book. I mean, it'll be one that we'll keep and read and reread as a reminder. So keeping that in mind for our listeners, where does one begin with the Tao? Would reading this book and other books you've written help with that?
Well, obviously, I'm biased.
That's okay.
To begin with the Tao of Inner Peace, which is, kind of shows how Taoism relates to the challenges in our personal and political lives. Mm-hmm. It also, Lao Tzu found consolation and inspiration in nature, mm-hmm. and that just walking around outside, recognizing that we're not alone, that we're part of this incredible harmony of nature, and that as we respect nature, we respect our own human nature. So maybe to take a walk outside, maybe to meditate, to listen to our hearts, the Tao Te Ching encourages people to be contemplative, and it's especially important these days because Western culture is very yang, very busy, very active, very noisy, and we have not managed to create the balance of yin and yang around us or within us. Mm-hmm. Perhaps COVID has enforced yin on a lot of people. People are working remotely. They are not commuting in traffic. There are a lot of things out there that we haven't been able to do. And one of my friends says, we've been under house arrest for 2 years.
That's right. Which is, I'm going to stop you there because we're going to jump off and take a quick break. We're here with Diane Dreher, and we're talking about the Tao of Inner Peace. It's such a lovely, wise, wonderful book. It is available on Amazon, and now it's available in audio form on Amazon as well. You are listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. You can find out more about Diane and her work by going to DianeDreher.com. And we'll be right back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed.
The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and yes, it is radio that makes a difference, and we have been making a difference for now 21 years, and, you know, we're so glad to have you along, you know, learning with us from those people who've been out there doing the work and are willing to share it with all of us. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and today we are talking to our very special guest, Dr. Diane Dreher. The book is The Tao of Inner Peace. Again, her website is Diane Dreher, DREHER.com. So, Diane, we were talking about how Yang Americans are. In other words, and you use some words to express what that means. One of the words that always comes to mind, especially now, in that Yang energy is aggressive. To me, a lot of people are aggressive and really overly aggressive right now. And I believe that the Tao of Inner Peace can really speak to this.
Yes, aggressive, indeed. I remember years ago listening to someone talking about having aggressive recruiting tactics to hire people. And I thought, my gosh, are they kidnapping people? I mean,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. The yeah, they call that Shanghaiing them.
Yeah, torturing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a sense that we, you know, we see, okay, Yang can be aggressive. It can be busy, active, nonstop commitments, noise, external stimulation. And Western culture tends to go in that direction and to prize that Yang energy. And sure, without Yang, we don't move. We don't go anywhere. But without Yin, our actions can be mindless and sometimes violent and harmful because we don't know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So for many of us, before COVID, rushing from one thing to the next had become a mindless habit. We just sort of did things and filled up our calendars and filled up our days. Mm-hmm. And we've had a chance now to step back. Granted, it's not been a willing choice, but it's been, you know, enforced upon us by COVID and by a lot of suffering. Mm-hmm. But it's given people a pause, a time to ask themselves if what they've been doing makes sense. And many people have quit their jobs with a great resignation, gone back to school, looking for new professions and new directions in life, and perhaps getting more in touch with their inner wisdom, which can help them make wiser choices.
Yeah.
We need action and right awareness.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think, you know, we could also refer to the Great Resignation as sort of like the Great Midlife Crisis. You know, that's the
even if you're 25.
Even if you're 25, that's the similar thing, because all of a sudden something has happened that brought your awareness to the fact that you just don't know who you are because you've been so busy. And I think that's a lot of the why this book really hits it now.
So I want to ask, what is the principle of the Tao? Is it really about the balance between yin and yang, or is there a lot more to that?
There's a lot more to the Tao, but the Tao does, you know, have this idea that yin and yang combine to create harmony. And I think that's a really vital lesson. We don't seem to be able to do that right now. We have either or, all or nothing, win or lose. We get very, very polarized. The Tao tells us that the Tao person seeks inner wisdom, lets go of excess, seeks the truth.
Yes.
Looks beneath the surface of things, in essence.
Yes.
And that takes time. It takes a pause, a mindful pause, before we spring into action. So the Tao affirms the wisdom of contemplation. It also teaches lessons of perseverance. There's a beautiful poetic passage in the Tao about the power of water, which is gentle and nurturing, the source of all life, and yet with persistence can cut through solid rock. That there is a strength then in being present and being genuine and being nurturing and persevering in what we believe in.
Yeah. You know, the central problem of the times for many people is often they just don't know who they are. And we've been on this quest. We certainly have for now 21 years on this radio show to find out. You know, that's been the exploration. We call it giving people back to themselves. And it's interesting that Lao Tzu, who developed all of these teachings, lived at the time of Confucius. And Confucius was the one who wanted everybody to conform, essentially. And Lao Tzu was different. And we see the parallels today in these group people sort of mindlessly joining groups and leaving themselves out. I mean, you know, going to the external, so that there's this urge to unite, which Teilhard talked about. And yet, you know, we're all screaming to be individuals and figure out who we are and what our place is in this whole mix. So how does that fall into the teachings of the Tao?
Wow, Rob, that's a lot of wisdom there. Yes, Confucius believed in following, social dictates conformity. There were laws which were called li, rules and regulations, traditions, etc., fitting yourself into a system. And Lao Tzu was more like Henry David Thoreau in China. He was out there to live deliberately, to live in harmony with the principles of nature, which affirm continual growth and change. We have the cycle of the seasons. It's not just one season. You know, we go from fall to winter to spring to summer and around again. And we human beings also have our seasons in life. We're not the same people we were when we were 21 years old, you know?
Thank
God. We are not, no. So perhaps living with the Tao is an affirmation of the fact that we're constantly growing and seeking and becoming more of who we truly are, which means to recognize, you know, that principle in nature around us and also that principle in our nature within us. And that the Tao also affirms that each one of us is unique, a unique part of the tapestry of life. There's never been anyone exactly like you or me. No one in the world has had the same fingerprints. And we're each called to blossom in our own time, like the daffodils bloom in early spring and the chrysanthemums blossom in autumn. And we, you know, we can find out when our time is to blossom by listening to our hearts, not by trying to conform to some external and fitting ourselves into, a pair of shoes or a pair of ideas that really doesn't fit our spirit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's, you know, when we talk about the cycles, which a lot of people refer to, you know, that they keep kind of going back to that kind of continuity. And we like to look at it as more of a spiral, you know, that we are evolving, we're moving. Yes, the season cycle, but, you know, everything's moving in the universe. And I think that's what people forget, is that we are never exactly in the same place. Or maybe it takes you 26,000 years to be back in the same place. But, I think the Tao talks about that, and that's where a lot of people sort of fall down. They don't think we live in a universe of change.
Yeah, and change frightens a lot of people.
Oh, yes.
And they seek security, and I think they seek security in external structures.
Right. And it feels like they seek security more than just about anything else. And yes, it's in the external. It's in money. It's in their jobs. It's in the things that they feel really support them. And the structures that we've built around this, Diane, really speak to that, really push people in that direction to depend on money, to depend on the banking structure, depend on the Visa cards and all that. And so I think that's where a lot of that confusion comes to with people, is because this is how we are acculturated, if you will, or in our culture, that's what's propagated. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, our values are bottom line values.
Yes.
There's a lot of, you know, almost every day there's something on the news where a company has laid people off or not listened to their needs for COVID protections at work, because that would cost them in terms of the bottom line.
Right.
And they need to make a profit, and they don't want to, pay people a living wage, because that would cut into their profit margin.
You
just kind of wonder, wait a minute, do we value profit over people?
Of course we do. And we've seen it over and over in this country and in other countries, probably globally, pretty much, where greed has really taken over like a cancer on the planet. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more of this, because we're really talking about the Tao. How do we live in inner peace in all this chaos? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient BioPH helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/1150KKNW.
And welcome back, folks, and thanks for being with us here today. Really love that you're tuning in and hopefully tuning inward, which is what this show is all about, all the guests are about, what the work is. You know, we think of work as Americans as something outside of us. I'm talking about the inner life that we create, the connection that we create with who we are, the spirit of who we are, which becomes the engine, and the mind, the small mind, becomes the caboose, if you will, in that train. So we're here today talking with Diane Dreher, and it is The Tao of Inner Peace. It's her book. And we're talking about these principles, and Diane, I want to bring something up about peace. I wonder if really we have a very confused notion of what peace is. A lot of our clients, which are mostly female, they think peace is everything just runs smoothly all of the time. And when you read the Tao of Inner Peace, and he's, you know, based this on the nature principles, nature is at peace with itself and it works together. But nature can also be chaotic. So do we have the wrong idea of what peace really means?
If peace is not passive, that's for sure. Peace isn't just sitting around. Peace is creative instead of reactive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our creative energies can take many forms. For example, a thunderstorm or, you know, a snowstorm. These are necessary parts of nature in certain parts of the world. I live in Northern California, so we do get rain, but very, very rarely do we get snow where I live. But, you know, it's all part of the system, and it's an integral part. We need rain. We need snow. We need precipitation to fall upon our ground, to go into groundwater, which is then pumped up in wells, or surface water, which becomes part of streams, rivers, lakes, so that we can use that water. But the water circulates. We have no more or no less water on the planet than we've ever had in the whole history of this planet. We are drinking the same water that the dinosaurs drank. It just keeps recycling over. You know, it evaporates from the lake, mm-hmm. goes up into the sky and the clouds, and then falls down as precipitation. To understand, you know, the holistic vision of what goes on in nature, I think. That's mm-hmm. peace, that's harmony. Mm-hmm. Harmony is many sounds together, not just one note. And I think that nature has its own patterns of harmony that we can benefit from. There's also lots of research that shows that nature can heal us on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which we completely agree. It's so interesting when you start to really go inward and be more contemplative, meditative, etc. At least in our experience, the yearning to be out in nature has grown precipitously with us in the last several years. And that's why one of the reasons this book, I loved it so much, because so much of this is based on the natural principles, nature. And we need it. We may want to consider at some point stopping to cement over all of nature, because you know, we're really creating our own problems there.
The Tao says that when we value ourselves as part of nature and value nature as ourselves, we're at home in the oneness of Tao. A lot of us feel at home when we feel at peace. Somehow at home in our world, at home in our relationship. And to be at home in nature, obviously we wouldn't trash our homes. To respect our home and to recognize that we're part of nature. In Chinese calligraphy, the symbol for a human being, which is an upside-down V, is part of the symbol of nature, which has that upside-down V and then two parallel lines going across the top of it. So that in Chinese, that doesn't mean that every person in China remembers this, but in Chinese calligraphy and Chinese historical culture in the Tao Te Ching, the human being is an integral part of nature. We can't separate ourselves from it with cement, freeways, you know, and walls. Yeah. It's still there.
Yes.
Yeah. The hermetically sealed humans, it doesn't work, as we've discovered. Well, folks, we are here with Diane Dreher. We're talking about her book, The Tao of Inner Peace, which is actually now being released. If you go to Amazon, and it is now being released as an audio book. So for those of you that are now back in your cars and, you know, listening to this show in your car, when you're not listening to Conscious Talk, hey, get that audio version, play it on your way to work or the way back from work. There you go. Well, we'll be back after a couple of more messages with more of Diane Dreher.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, we remind you, if you go to ConsciousTalk.net, every guest we have on the show has a guest page. You know, we know you can't write these things down. You want to get in contact. You want to learn more. You want to order the books. It's all there. You just put the name of the guest or the date of the show in our search engine. You'll find their page. And you can click through to the various informations that you need, like their website, or click through to Amazon for their books or audiobooks. And as we mentioned, The Tao of Inner Peace is now available on Amazon as an audio book. Well, we're here with Diane Dreher, and we are talking about her book, The Tao of Inner Peace. And Diane, here's the thing that I really got from your book. This is an active problem-solving practice. And when I say that, I mean this is not, yes, it is a contemplative practice, but it's a contemplative practice with action. So you told a story toward the front of the book about, you know, what was somewhat of a tragedy and sad thing that happened to you in college with your boyfriend of the time, because you saw things in black and white and now you see things differently. Can you explain maybe how you might have solved that problem differently?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, many of us had our hearts broken when we were younger.
Yes.
When I was in college during my junior year, working my way through University of California Riverside at the Riverside Press Enterprise, a wonderful newspaper, I was a junior. My boyfriend was a senior. It was a spring evening under the stars. He proposed to me, all very romantic, and of course I said yes. And then he turned to me and said, well, now we've gotten that settled. You'll drop out of school and work so that I can go to grad school. And I looked at him and said, why can't we both go to grad school? And he said, you're being selfish. And he broke up with me that night.
Wow.
So not very many people get a marriage proposal and a breakup, you know, within 30 minutes. What happened was he could only see either or, all or nothing. If I didn't want to drop out of school and work so that he could go to grad school, and if I insisted that maybe we should both go to grad school, I was being selfish. He saw only two possibilities, all or nothing, either or, win or lose, which happens to us when we're under stress. Stress shuts down our higher brain centers, in addition to our immune system and our digestive system and everything else. It's not good for our physical health to be under chronic stress, and it's not good for our emotional or our relational health. So what we could have done, we could have both worked, gotten jobs, graduate fellowships, loans, and both gone to grad school. He was a year ahead of me. He could have worked for a year, and then we could have gone to grad school together. He could have saved his money after working. But he saw only one possibility, all or nothing. And so it was nothing. He went to grad school in Texas. I got a full graduate fellowship to UCLA the following year and went to grad school. We both got PhDs. But our lives took different directions because we could not see any other possibilities. I mean, I tried, but, you know, he could not see other possibilities.
Right.
So what we can do to keep ourselves from falling into this very limited pit of either or is to, first of all, release our stress reaction. When we're stressed, we can't think clearly. We can't see straight. So I have practices in the book saying, first of all, you know, take a deep, mindful breath, and then another one, feel your heartbeat, gradually slow down, your breathing gradually slow down, and your sense of self return to a baseline of calm when you can deal with things. And then ask yourself, what do I really need from this situation? Not what I want, not what I demand, not what my ego wants, but what do I really need? And then when that happens, when you've discovered your need, to listen to the other person in a neutral space and ask, what do you need? What do you really need? And just listen actively, reflecting back, and look for shared needs, some need that overlaps, some common ground. And underneath all the surface differences and difficulties, there is always common ground. For one reason, we're living on it. It's called planet Earth.
Yes.
We share a lot of needs. So to build on that share, on one shared need, to take one step together and then another one. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, the Tao tells us. But first of all, to recognize, you know, our own inner space, and to find a sense of calm and peace within so that we can begin listening and creating and looking for solutions around us. We can't create peace around us without creating, first of all, peace within us.
Right.
There's a story about years ago about Sadat and Begin, whose countries were at war, and they came together at Camp David with Jimmy Carter, who was their host and a mediator. And they were trying to come to some kind of agreement, and they couldn't. And they were packing up, ready to leave, totally disgusted and disappointed, when one of the men took out pictures of his grandchildren. And the other man said, oh, and here are pictures of my grandchildren. And then they realized that what they really needed deep in their hearts was for their grandchildren to live in a world of peace. Mm-hmm. And they created the Camp David Accord.
Mm-hmm.
So beneath the surface of our differences, if we look deeply enough, there are shared needs that we can build on.
Yeah. And that's so powerful and yet so simple. And that's what I love about it. In its simplicity, there's great power and great wisdom that comes out of that, that we all have shared needs. I was sitting here while you were telling your stories, Diane, and thinking, you need to go address Congress. You need to tell them that story.
We get stuck in our differences, and we get very defensive, you know, and our egos take over. I mean, and that doesn't help. That doesn't solve the problem.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's really what the Tao of Inner Peace is all about. Like Rob said, it really is a book that when you follow the wisdom, and Diane has practices in there you can do. And we've done a lot of breath work, Diane. We use our breath a lot, and that's a very powerful thing to be able to use to calm down the nervous system and to really get in a space where you can contemplate, where you can separate out from the ego mind. That this book offers that, folks. I think every person on the planet needs this book right now, and we need teachers teaching this wisdom because it's so profound in its simplicity and so powerful.
Yeah, and I guess that answers the question that we asked at the very top of the show that, you know, Benny actually brought in the introduction, that can an ancient wisdom, you know, be applicable to today's situation? And, you know, the answer in reading this book is absolutely yes.
In fact, it's more applicable than ever, wouldn't you think, Diane?
Yes, I totally agree. And it's interesting that innovative thinkers for absolutely centuries have embraced the Tao Te Ching. Mm-hmm. The humanistic psychologist Carl Rogers used to carry a quote in his wallet that said, with the best of leaders, when the work is done, the project completed, the people all say we did it ourselves. But the best leaders empower everyone around them to contribute their own creative vision and together to create something wonderful, new, and harmonious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very beautifully said, beautifully written, and very powerful. Well, again, folks, the book is The Tao of Inner Peace. Again, this is another book we're going to keep. We have several Bible books that we keep and read and reread. And this will be one that we do as well because the wisdom is so profound and so important. And it's a great reminder of how we can reach that place within us where we can live together and create and co-create together a world that we know is possible. We know it's possible. We just have to be the ones that do it. I say, Diane, you're one of those that the world's been waiting for. We talk about that. We're the ones the world is waiting for. So thank you for getting this out, you know, in audio, for putting it out in another edition, and for joining us on the show today. From our hearts to yours, we are eternally grateful.
Well, so folks, to find out more about Diane's work, you can go to Diane Dreher, which is DREHER.com. You pronounce it as if there's no H there, Dreher.
So thank you so much, Diane. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. This is Conscious Talk, where 0 point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.